This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The destruction of America from within has been going on for over 200 years. 7 years after the American Revolution, the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783 established the King of England as the Prince Elector of the United States, and America continued paying debts to the Crown. During the War of 1812, the British torched the White House. The Act of 1871 created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia, allowing it to operate with its own laws outside of the U.S. Constitution, creating the Corporation of the United States, and a new city-state for the Old World Order, with its financial capital in the City of London, its religious capital in Vatican City, and its military capital in the District of Columbia. These city-states have their own sovereignty. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Act gave full control of America's wealth to a private corporation beholden to the City of London. During the Nuremberg trials, only 19 were found guilty, while hundreds of Nazi war criminals were given jobs in the United States military-industrial complex. If you were to search online for just about any Middle Eastern country in the 1950s, you will see what the region looked like before British Petroleum, the CIA, and the Mossad turned it into a hellhole of radical Islamic rule. Placing psychotic puppets in power, the Old World Order then used it as a catalyst for the war against terror, which was then used to destabilize the region and create the catalyst for mass migration into Europe and America. Many Americans refuse to recognize the endless crimes against humanity being committed by our own government. And so, by default, they blindly support it. Even when the American government is caught funding bioweapons labs around the Russian border, many Americans turn a blind eye. And so now the majority of the world stands with Russia and see America as the main threat against humanity. A new video produced by Russia's Wagner private military is now recruiting Americans to join them in their fight against the United States, pointing out how the United States has become a force of evil and is no longer what our forefathers intended it to be.
You were a hero to your country, giving your best years in the army. You dreamed of defeating evil. You dreamed of doing much to make America great again. But in reality, you saw criminal others, the destruction of nations, the death of civilians, and all for the will of a bunch of families who thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live under the rule and who would be destroyed. You begin to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America the founding fathers dreamed of. It has become the focus of the evil that is destroying the whole world. And today, the only country fighting this evil is Russia. If you're a true patriot of the very future great America, join the ranks of the warriors of Russia. Help defeat evil, or it will be too late for everyone.
If Americans were as righteous as we think we are, then we would not stand for such a corrupt government, wreaking havoc on the rest of the world in our name. Instead, most of us are content fighting each other and turning a blind eye. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that's a powerful That's a powerful report. We're going to be getting to that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going to your phone calls on the other side. Sorry, folks, I had somebody talking in my ear there.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I spent the whole first hour covering dozens of different breaking news items that all tie together. And then we have the New World Order's own statements about how they want us domesticated, they want us controlled, they don't want us to know how to take care of ourselves, so that we will accept this whole nightmare transhumanist depopulation goal. And the mind control is public. In the Western world, from North America all the way out of the Pacific Ocean, in Australia and New Zealand, through Europe, through the UK, it was the military intelligence operations working with big tech to, quote, terrorize, brainwash, scare the public into accepting mask lockdowns and the shots. It was all a giant drill of submission. Don't have to believe me. Just put into a search engine, Ministry of Defense used propaganda to scare public into accepting COVID lockdowns or accepting the shots. And the same headlines are in the U.S., the same headlines are in New Zealand, the same headlines are in Canada. All unified. And I told you about this even before it was in the news. And I told you, it's big tech working with big corporations and the military to do this. And, of course, then they targeted the military with the forced injections more than anybody. So I criticize the military. It's not the military, the men and women in the military. It is the globalists running it, using it as a laboratory of control and social engineering and transgenderism and critical race theory and all the rest of the brainwashing and garbage that goes on. So there's a big report here. DOD adds cognitive security to governmental disinformation campaign. Now, when you read the big report, it shows shots of the Pentagon report that's public, the three dimensions of information environment, physical dimensional, informational dimension, that's the propaganda, and cognitive dimension, the brain. And the Pentagon talks about using electromagnetic waves to control your brain. The Pentagon talks about using chemicals to control your brain. The Pentagon talks about using the information dimension to program the brain. And then the physical control of the computers, control of the energy, control of the resources. And it's all in here how they're launching this cognitive security to create security. They must control our minds for our own good. And they have an upside-down American flag that represents misinformation. America's in trouble when there's misinformation. That means anything challenging the globalists that control the Pentagon's narrative. Disinformation. So it's not just X's on the American flag. Now it's an explosion on an upside-down flag. So misinformation's bad, and it shows the states turned into X's instead of stars, when really it's the globals getting rid of the country itself, not just the states. So everything they're saying is inverted. Really, our so-called disinformation, is the truth. So it's a upright flag. It's a flag in its proper position. But instead they have it as a flag destroyed. Then they talk about malinformation. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to read this for yourself. You need to go see the Pentagon report. I'm going to put a link to this on InfoWars.com in the live show feed under it so you can read this for yourself and just see how chilling this is. It goes on to say that they are going to have to control all the information to basically keep us safe and control us. And it talks about the oversight and what components are. Well, who are the oversight groups they mention? Well, they want to control your hometown news, your social media activity, commercial satellite imagery, hometown school announcement plan to create patriotic signs, which is now the whole LGBT thing. That's the American flag. Social media traffic applications, local paper announcements, global media, local foreign citizens being controlled. And then it goes through who is going to be trusted information. Old dinosaur media, think tanks, big tech, the Pentagon regurgitating it, NGOs, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and the Clinton Initiative, and Bill Gates' NewsGuard Initiative. Here's an article on it today. Chelsea Clinton is part of a group pushing for World Health Organization to combat online misinformation. And they have a treaty to enforce it, and we have the head of the EU threatening to arrest Elon Musk if he doesn't submit. That's how far along this is. Breaking, Meta lost $13.7 billion on Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse bet. Well, Hollywood lost even more with all its wokeism last year. But they still did it because it's a weapon system. It's not just there to make money. It's there to control and destabilize society. And the Pentagon gets into forcing you into in-work home and the metaverse and an entire false universe they control. Here's a Fox News report. China is laughing as U.S. culture war erodes combat readiness, says former defense secretary. Absolutely true. But again, that's part of the plan. Force us onto a robot army by destroying the human army. Back to the mind control. Left is triggered by old Mr. Rogers' boys are girls, girls are girls clips. Again, boys are boys, girls are girls clips. Because they can't have anything that goes against their gas lighting narrative. Here's the article I mentioned earlier from Town Hall. Oh, so that's why Catholic students got kicked out of the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian National and Space Museum, it's one of their better ones, kicked out a dozen Catholic school students and their chaperones for wearing beanies inscribed with pro-life messages, and the government's defending it, saying your free speech is not allowed. That's just one example today of the totally un-American tyranny. But what else are they doing to upset? Not just saying boys can be girls and girls can be boys and two men can have a baby and all this murder of logic. I would talk about human-animal hybrids and animal-animal and animal-insect and animal-plant hybrids that were in mainline literature 25 years ago, 26, 27 years ago. People thought I was crazy even though I had MIT reports. But now it's all over the news. Oh, hey, we're mixing plants with animals. Hey, we put insects into salmon that are on store shelves now for 4 years. Hey, this is just the Sun reporting. Scientists inject fish with alligator DNA to create mutant creatures that live longer. What could go wrong? Told you this was coming decades ago. Transhumanism is all about creating new humanoid creatures that you all know Harari's talking about now that won't have any rights. It'll be programmable, but they'll be deployed into society and the lower classes will have to submit to them. But they'll still be owned and programmed and Trojan horse for the corporations. And the big thing is where they say, oh, we're going to arrest you if you misgender somebody or if you say a man's really a man. That's getting you ready. When they say, oh, you can really live forever, you just upload your brain to a computer, and they're going to certify that that's an identity, that that has rights, just like they say corporations have rights. But now it's going to be facsimiles, brain prints, voice prints, everything you said or did recorded. It'll be able to fool your family that it's you talking to them, but it's not you, and it's owned and controlled your psychic cultural knowledge by the corporation where you've uploaded this avatar. And now that's going to have rights, and they're saying you can't say that that really doesn't have a soul or the soul doesn't exist. And now they're rolling it out as that. You'll soon be able to talk to dead relatives in the metaverse after ChatGPT breakthrough. We'll get more to this later, but I want to start getting your calls. But that's what we're dealing with, and that's how this revolution against humanity is operating. And look, you're choosing, this is key, to say, I don't like the metaverse. Kids hate it, adults hate it, nobody's buying into it. They force feed it. The Pentagon force feeds it. You're saying, I don't want to believe that this computer really has a consciousness. It doesn't. It's a scam. Doesn't matter. They're going to say you're going to be penalized if you don't believe it. The whole thing is about getting you to accept all these new things they're going to create, all these new things they're going to do that they program and control and that you've got to bow down to. And then you can't say you're a mother or a father. You can't say you're a boy or girl. You can't, on literature in Canada and in the UK and many other countries, say mother or father on the first grade entrance form. You don't have rights to say you're a man or woman, but everything else has a right. Computers have rights. Robots have rights. Clones have rights. Replicants have rights. But you don't have rights. And remember, it's all controlled by the globalist, by the deep state. Your phone calls are a few minutes away. I'm going right to you after break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back and we're about to go straight to your phone calls. I wanted to add one more point about the mind control. You're saying, well, I'll just go get a farm, or I'll just go live in the country, or I'll just be a carpenter. All the regulations are going in worldwide in every facet of society through the carbon taxes and more to shut down all small business. And so all of us have to religiously, anytime we can, support mom and pops, support thrift shops, support small farms. And if we do that, it will explode them and they won't be able to stop us. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but their entire attack is around that. And look, I like big box stores. I like fancy hotels. I like flying first class on an airplane. But at the end of the day, all of those big corporate things are predatory and are controlled by the globalists and are there to target humanity. And so I am really now, when I travel or go places, I try to go to the small place, the little place, the privately owned place. I try to go always, you know, to small restaurants. I never, never go to big chains anymore unless I'm in an airport and have to, because they're owned by globalists, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll have friends in town. They go, hey, I'm staying at the Four Seasons. Come down, let's have dinner. And I go, I'm not going to eat at the Four Seasons. And they say, why? I go, well, it's owned by Bill Gates. Man, how do you know that? They go, well, it is owned by Bill Gates. And that's just it. So you've got to search engine and look at everywhere you're going to spend money. I mean, here's some examples. Great Reset. Britain's faced 300 pound, up to 3,000 pound. So that's like $2,000 fines for burning wood to keep warm. Canadian government forces dairy farmer to dump 3,000 liters of milk because he extended his quota. Same thing, caps on production. Netherlands is doing it too. All under the UN. Hamburger prices might continue to rise as U.S. cattle herd shrinks. It's all the regulations. And that's just the news today, folks. You're being screwed. You're being raped. Don't just get pissed about it. Do something about it. Listen. I'm going to go to your calls, but we have a ranch that's been in our family for a long time, part of the property since the 1830s. Our family came into that area in the 1820s, but we've got a homestead and we've got a family cemetery. I think I'm going to go do a report there sometime. It'll blow you away. It actually is carved on the tombstones. It's almost, you can't hardly read it now. Killed by Indians, you know, 1832 and stuff like that. Most of the gravestones are children because about half the kids died by age 5 back in those days. That was their idea of antibiotics. That's why people were so tough. But there's hundreds of gravestones of my family right back behind my grandmother's old house that's got my cousins living in it. And part of the house is over 150 years old, just that house. I'm digressing. The point is, when my dad was a child, they had ducks, they had chickens, they had pigs, they had cows, they had mules, they had horses. Everybody could do electrical. Everybody knew how to fix combines. Everybody knew how to shoot the eye out of a hawk if they wanted to. And you compare those people that are all dead and all gone and the brain trust of this country, and it's the same everywhere. Well, guess what my dad's doing? He's got like 100 cattle out there just for the tax exemption. He's going back into cattle production, back into a bunch of other production. He's planting a Christmas tree farm. They're putting in a bunch of stuff. And my dad knows it's the thing to do. And we're going back into agriculture, balls to the walls. And because I'm not just going to sit here and run my mouth about how you need to do it, and I'm not doing it. I am doing it. And so it's what you're meant to do. We need to do it. Pronto. All right, I'm going to shut up now, Jones. I'm going to go to your calls. But they're cutting off our damn energy. They're cutting off our food. The answer is buy local food, support local farmers, and the Amish and the Mennonites are the light to carry us out of this. You want to know where to move, folks? I would move close to them and work with them and copy them and get as close to that as you can, because that's all there's going to be in the future. We need big, giant, vibrant communities that show the way in the future with healthy children and healthy families. It's going to get very, very bad very, very quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Get out of the cities. Get out of the cities. For those of us that will rear guard for everybody else, I'll still be in these cesspits of crime and homelessness and government corruption and drugs. But there's nowhere, no place to raise a child. And you can be living in a shack. And if you got to work in town at the gas station and have a garden and learn how to do it and have a couple cows and get into it and be poor, and you'll be richer than the richest person living in some high-rise hell pit with 5G flooding your body. I'm ranting. All right, we're going to Chris in Kentucky, everybody else. Chris in Kentucky, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I guess this is a perfect follow-up to what you just said, and I just felt like for some reason I need to call today, and I guess this is why.
I didn't even look at what you were talking about. I just went to the first call on the board. You called in about farming. I didn't even read that, brother. So we are in sync right now.
Yeah, God works in mysterious ways. Following up with what you just said, if we're going to create a parallel economy, if you look throughout history, agriculture is the foundation of any economy. That's where it always starts. And I think it's important that we focus on agriculture as we prepare to go through whatever we're about to go through in the future. But the first point that I want to make, I don't know how many farmers are listening today, but don't fall for this scam. Quit selling carbon credits to these multinational conglomerates. It's easy money. You know, it's $15, $20 an acre or more, depending on your practices, what they're going to pay you for. But you're just creating the currency of your own future slave economy, okay? I won't go into that anymore, but the second...
No. The ESGs, they admit, it's like putting a piece of cheese on a mouse trap. You trick the mouse to get the cheese. It destroys them. Don't take the cheese.
Exactly. You're only hurting yourself if you do this. Don't fall for it. The second thing is, we as farmers have to realize that we're going to be the people that are going to support our communities when CBD seeds come along and people start falling off the system. We need to be prepared. I'm trying to prepare. I think CBD seeds is the first thing that's imminent. They're already practicing. It's going to happen. Get your ducks in order. Get prepared to have food for your community, okay? Try to create a local food system that is self-sustained. And what I mean by that is get an oil seed press. Press the oil out of your soybeans. You can run your diesel equipment off of it. Get some solar panels. Get yourself in a position where you can self-sustain the system. Buy some non-GMO seeds that you can save and replant. Look at corn that is open pollinated, not hybrid. It's not going to yield as much.
Chris, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you, and I promise folks I'm going to stop ranting, but I want you to be able to finish your points. Because, folks, what happens is it's happening everywhere if you still live in a city. Everybody's smart moving back to the country, and you don't have to produce everything yourself. Your neighbors produce one thing. You start trading it. Everybody gets better and better at everything, and pretty soon you're back to being self-sufficient. We got to do it now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Food, the energy, the electrical supply systems, the raw materials are being cut off. And what they're giving us as the bridge of the future is designed to not work and to collapse civilization as we know it. And I've been telling you about it for decades. Now they're in operational phase and things are moving very, very quickly. And so when I preach this stuff on air, I'm telling myself this. In fact, I'm going to say this now. I'm going to start doing an off-the-grid farming emergency show once a week. I'm committed. I'm already set up to do it. Everything's been ready for months. I've just been so busy dealing with a bunch of other stuff that I have not done the things I truly love that I have passion about. Because you're not going to hear me telling you, because I'm an idiot compared to my dad or my grandfather. My mom's dad was more of a city slicker, grew up in Dallas, but he knew how to do a lot of stuff. But, I mean, I just think about the men I knew that are almost all dead. And they could literally do plumbing, do electricity, do roofing, incredible shots with a gun, great farmers. And they can read you bedtime stories and take care of when you were sick. And I think about those type of people, and I see what we got today, including myself, and I'm ashamed of what a stupid slob I've become and how I've let myself be positioned in this and how I raised my children in an evil city. Now, that said, it's all in hindsight, and my children have done all right. But when you know you're wrong and you know you got to get out of it, and I'm stuck here with the crew who I love and this infrastructure, but we got to move to a town outside Austin. We got to move to something leaner and meaner with the crew, but I got to get out of here. And folks, you are insane if you stay in the cities. And I'm not saying pick up and just run in the middle of nowhere either, but you got to find those communities. And if you're willing to work in those communities, they're willing to work with you. And I'm telling you, this is the whole future. And when a community knows they're under attack, and if you get people in the city council in those towns that know what's going on, we are unstoppable. The new world order is not going to be able to come shut down our towns. We will have our own hydroelectric. We will have our own gas power. We will have our own solar. We will work together. We're designed to do this and be self-sufficient, not be a bunch of damn jellyfish. Said I'd stop ranting. Go ahead and finish your point, Chris from Kentucky.
Yeah, I just feel like I need to thank God for the people in my life that have gotten me to where I'm at today. I've got a lot to thank him for. But my granddad, he was just the picture of that person you're talking about that knew how to do everything. He lost one arm in a farming accident, and he taught me how to rebuild engines, weld, do electrical work, plumbing, you name it. He farmed. He was an innovator. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be blessed with the knowledge that he passed down. We know that something's fixing to happen, and I can't say it any more strongly. We've got to prepare. And farmers hold a deep responsibility for taking care of their communities. They're not feeding people anymore. They're feeding companies. And
well, it's like you said, farmers are the ground floor, the foundation of civilization. And when they're under attack, you know you're in trouble.
Sure. I'd like to contribute in any way I can for future information. We need to create a blueprint and be able to replicate it, and that's kind of what my goal is.
To you create said it. We need to create simple blueprints for communities who want to work together independently, collectively, without any forced directives, and that's what real communities are. And that's, and again, those will be the shining points. They already are. As things get more and more evil, folks are going to then absolutely defect to our side, the pro-life side.
Amen. I agree.
But I'm ranting. Any other? You're trying to make points about creating your own diesel fuel.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things that people can do to keep going. A lot of older diesel engines that have simple injection pumps can run straight vegetable oil. And in diesel engines, you may have to do a little filtering. You may have to make sure the oil's warm in the wintertime before you crank your engine. Here's a good thing, a resource to go look up. Look at what the Scandinavian countries did during World War II when they had oil blockades. They couldn't get any oil. They made these wood gasifiers and ran cars and trucks and tractors on them. You know, we think we're locked into some kind of multinational energy system. There's ways to get around this, people, and I don't have enough time to share everything, but I've tried to look at all the alternatives.
Well, how sorry do you feel? Because you learned a lot from your grandfather and family, so you're self-sufficient. Imagine one of these leftists, statistically, we've looked at their profiles. They don't know how anything runs, where anything comes from. They don't know how to do anything. Can you imagine being one of those people in what's coming?
No, I feel sorry for them. I really do. Because they're going to be left out in the cold, you know. They're going to have to wake up, or they're going to be left out in the cold.
Well, God bless you, Chris. And I'm going to start getting a lot of experts on, a lot of people on every subject, just to get people interested in this, because people already are. Everyone I know has this deep understanding that they need to get self-sufficient, or at least get around people that are. And folks, you don't have to know how to do everything right away. I certainly don't. I mean, I know more than most people, but that's not much. We need to get back to that. God bless you, Chris. I appreciate your call. I know I said I take a lot of calls, and now I am. I apologize. I'm just ranting right now. Adrian in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello. So what I wanted to say, 2 points. One is, if we were to take a moment and reread the end of Brave New World and the end of 1984, the conversation that goes on between the Savage and Mustafa Mon and Brave New World and Winston and O'Brien, those are the basis for the society that is the entire book. Now, through a controlled process of traumatizing the psyche, people over time accept that reality because they no longer question it. So the point wasn't for Winston to say 2 + 2 = 3, it's 5. The point was 2 + 2 is whatever you say it is. And so whatever they say it is, through the process of trauma and trauma-based mind control over the male figure skater, the male beauty pageant winner, what they're doing to our children, we laugh at it. But we laugh because it makes us nervous, makes us angry, it makes us upset, and it terrifies us. And that's how they eventually get those societies in place.
And what you just said is the key. Both George Orwell and Aldous Huxley said, this is what we're really doing. These books are future projections on the futures that are going to be if this continues. And Huxley said it'll be a mix of 1984 and Brave New World, but more Brave New World. And you're absolutely right. If they can tell you two men can have a baby, if they can have a figure skater that says they're a woman who can't even figure skate and falls down, I can figure skate better than that. I'm terrible. It's all about showing you a joke, making you accept it, putting a fat man up against a bunch of beautiful women who are doing flips and incredible stuff, and then saying this is more important because it's an abomination. It's about selling your mind to accept anything. It's meant to be absurd.
That's right. So recently, Jay Dyer had a roundtable within the last few months. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Alchemy, Philosophy, and the Science of Dialectical Manipulation. The key to that, if you could have him give a summary of that discussion, is that the argument is framed within a dialectical process where we've already lost because we're agreeing to their terms in order to engage in the conversation to begin with. So any argument we have is lost until we understand that we have to reframe the key terms.
And that's what Orwell said, is they changed the language where it's impossible for future generations to ever get out of it because they destroyed the knowledge.
Exactly right. So it's all been memory hold. And so years ago you had on an author, the author of Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, Michael Hoffman. And he talked about the alchemical processing of the group mind and how it would lead to abulia, a loss of will, apathy, the loss of wanting to do anything, no energy, depression, chronic, and amnesia, forgetting the past, forgetting the law of identity, forgetting that there are two genders, forgetting where we came from as a species. Okay, so he's written a new book called Twilight Language, and he discusses how we're programmed through the sleeping mind, the unconscious mind, constantly, societally, so that we are processed deeper and deeper into this condition so that we're post-human. Okay, beyond the human, not regressed.
Hold on.
Before.
Don't hang up. I want you to tell me about this more when we come back. This is key.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Two callers are just blowing me away with their knowledge because they're dead on. And that's why they fear this show. It's not just me. It's not just the guests. It's the news reports. It's the clips. It's the fact that we bring up stuff the enemy said before to show you how they changed it later and how they lie. We're about having a memory of who we are and where we came from and where we're going. Not just a memory of the evil of the system. And I realize more and more I cover the corrupt things, the bad things they're doing. And that's good to know what they're doing. But how about the good things we're doing? So I'm pledging to you that I want to talk more about the positive things we're doing and how to defend ourselves, how to protect ourselves in the future. And I've been doing at least once a week a 2-3-4 hour commercial-free podcast, and I'm really gearing up, and I've got my family ready for it to do it at least 2-3 times a week. It's just that you know how it is. You got a bunch of projects going. I'm like a year behind all this stuff, but it's all ready right now. And so tonight at 6 o'clock Central, I'm going to do a two-hour show that you'll be able to see here on InfoWars, but it'll also be on a URL we'll announce then that's going to be commercial-free video podcast. And it's not just the new little studio I built at my house. It's another studio that's been built where we can do roundtable discussions, everything that's even separate from InfoWars, and that is, again, commercial-free. and part of it will be free, and part will be subscription. And you're going to get more Alex Jones than you ever wanted, because I'm just going to start shooting like 10-minute videos every day when I'm really fresh at like 6 a.m. in the morning and just spill my guts to people, and that'll be uploaded every day. There's a lot. Like, I've shot three of them this week that I haven't even given to our folks to get uploaded and ready. So there's a lot of content, a lot of stuff, but it's also going to be special guests, PowerPoint analysis. And like I said, we're going to get into survival. We're going to get into farming. We're going to get into real sustainability, not the global sustainability. But you were getting into the mind control, Adrian, and how they create a false Hegelian dialectic between two different ideas and then limit all the other discussion and then give you a false choice, which at the end of the day moves the ball down the field for them. And that's why we've got to stop using the terms. Like when they say, oh, migrants. They're not a migrant. The UN shut down their country. The globalists shut down their country, then paid them to come here, and then they use them as a political and cultural underclass. So they're illegal aliens. They're globalist refugees sent here to bring us down. We're not mad at them. We don't hate them, but that's what they are. And that's an example of not using their terms. This grooming of kids. They say, don't call them groomers. Okay, you're pedophile promotions. You're sexualizing children. Let's go further. Groomer isn't enough. Stop letting them dictate what you say and what you do. There's never any end to it. Is that where you're going, Adrian?
Well, that's exactly where I'm going, and we need to realize that these are magicians in the sense that David Icke talks about. A magician is not Harry Potter. He doesn't have a wand. They do use their circles and their incantations, but what do they do in essence? They bend reality. They wick reality. They change perception. And when we laugh and we turn our backs on our destiny and our heritage, we're allowing them to bend the reality of the masses. And so we're limiting ourselves. We're pigeonholing ourselves. And we need to get louder, and we need to stand up and say, I will not allow you and your sorcery to stand. Because as Christians, that is what we're called to do. You know, a lot of people say that it's the end, and it very well may be. There's actually a couple that I study, I've been studying them for years. They write Entangled magazine. And I think that there's a big area that's missing in this vaccine debate. We're seeing a lot of people die, and a lot more people are going to die. Okay. But what's going on? We have Dr. Luc de Montagnier said this comes out of a lab. Francis Boyle said this comes out of a lab. Okay. So we know it came out of a lab. Dr. Peter McCullough says the DOD ran this whole thing. So we know DARPA's involved. We know that there is a global network that's been working on this thing. But what does it do? It actually adds a third strand of DNA.
Yes.
It changes
the
DNA.
They're creating mutants, and they know a percentage of people in any mutagenic test like this die.
Now, so if we continue following the research, we see that at CERN in November, there was a Dr. Levine. They gave a presentation about cancer cells back in 2010. They were using genetic replacement therapies on these cancer cells to kill them, okay? But he used a very specific phrase, logic gates, okay? Logic gates are programmable. So we're in the era of synthetic biology, and they're just starting to tell us now. Everything's going to be mRNA. Everything's personalized medicine, all right? So now we start to reflect on this entire ecosystem. From the chemtrails, from the low-orbiting satellites, to 6G is going to run off the human being as a battery, you know, to turn you into this, Neo, a battery. So we become the batteries. Now we're augmented through their system. They've generated a new strand of DNA. And down to the tubulin dimer level within the synapses of the brain, using quantum entanglement with their fancy quantum computers, they can control our thought processes. You know, we think that this idea of the metaverse, Zuckerberg has failed. Nobody failed anything. We are just right now starting the war. And so if they have controlled these individuals that have taken these shots down to that level of perception, then they just turn it on and the metaverse happens inside of them. They don't need the technology. They're already stuck in the system.
No, you're totally right. So, I agree 100%. Everything you're saying is true. They are doing a mass graphene oxide test. They're adding a new DNA segment to the strand, and they are setting the president to control our bodies and rule over us. And this is a mass mad scientist takeover. Incredible call. Thank you. I could talk to those last two callers all day. I could talk to you all day. But if I don't hurry through the calls, I won't get to anybody else. CD in California, thanks for calling and holding. Go ahead.
Alex, oh, I've been listening to you for about 16 years, and I had to call in today. I remember 16 years ago, the first thing you said when I turned it on was there's a war on the family, there's a war on children, and there's a war on God, and there's a war on boys and girls. And we can all see it today, but back then, it was a lot. It was harder to see. Now it's just out in the open. And that woke me up, and I started thinking, well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because in my life I've seen that. Divorce rates are at all-time high. And I was wondering, how are we teaching children about relationships anyway? Like, how do we even begin that conversation? And for me,
Parents don't do it. Instead, they let the TV raise them.
Well, it's true. They were doing it through culture, but the princess story was the biggest story when I was growing up. And there's a formula to that story. The girl's always an orphan. She's always surrounded by people that hate her. And there's always an old person that's trying to kill her, and she has one choice, and that choice is a guy that is rich. So, and that always stuck with me. It seems like a strange way to teach kids about partnership. And then when you were talking to Dr. Desmond a while back about mass formation psychosis, he was talking about their ideal candidate was anxious, lonely, and a hypermaterialist. And it seemed like the princess story was creating anxious, lonely, hypermaterialistic people. Through the cult, using like kind of a soft mind control through the culture. And that always kind of, you know, it didn't sit right with me. So I just wanted to say, because of that information, I started really researching and I started writing my own children's book series to change that narrative. And I know you have a lot of people that call in parents.
Well, you're right. There's not children's stories about the girl that grows up in her town and is friends with the boy in high school, then grows up, and then they become better friends, and then they get married, and they have a nice little farmhouse, and they raise children, and they have a great life, and she's an artist, or she's a doctor. No, there's none of that. It's all, everything's hell on earth unless you get a rich man. And then, of course, there's not that many rich men, and it's a dead end for women.
And they don't even have a choice in those books. They have one choice.
And notice under feminism, women are more sexualized, women are more alone, women are more unhappy than ever. And we have the record in the entire world, the U.S., for single-parent homes. We're not attacking single parents. There are a lot of great single parents. We're saying that this was done by design.
Absolutely, through the culture. And I just wanted to say, if there are parents or teachers or anybody out there that is interested in checking out a different narrative, my website is katesfirstmate.com. And it's a five-book children's book series about one relationship between a boy and a girl. They're not non-binary. They are one gender, a boy or a girl, and they go on a journey and they learn about partnership together.
I agree with you, but I think we need to write books that are fairy tales, because kids love that, those archetypes, you know, the hero's journey, explaining that there are wicked witches and wicked goblin creatures that want to sexualize them, that want to trick them, that don't want them to get to the path to happiness as a man, as a woman, under God. We need books explaining and countering this culture. Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to go to Eben and Rick and Kathy and Kyle and Kim and everybody else in the order your calls are received. Hour number 3 on this February 2nd broadcast is straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.